The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 12th of January. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Kilkenny manager Brian Cody will take charge of the county's senior hurlers in the championship for a 23rd year. The 11-time All-Ireland winner will be assisted by James McGarry and Martin Comerford, but DJ Carey has left the backroom team. Kilkenny have not won the Lee McCarthy Cup since 2015. Derek Ling is to take charge of the under-20s. Shane Renane was last night confirmed as the new Waterford football manager. The Mitchelstown native replaces Benji Whelan on a two-year term. Meanwhile, it's believed the GAA could be looking at a loss of €17 million in 2021. The certainty of the National Leagues beginning at the end of February is not believed to be a given due to the COVID-19 crisis in this country. The fate of the season's Six Nations could rest with discussions being held today. After forcing the suspension of this season's Heineken Champions Cup, French authorities are meeting to decide their involvement in international rugby. They're concerned about the virulent British strain of COVID-19. The Six Nations is due to get underway in just under 4 weeks' time, with France's first away match against Ireland on Valentine's Day. Ireland legend Keith Wood says it's an uncertain picture.
I don't think you can have any real confidence on anything at the present moment in time. And my fear only for the rugby part of this season is that when things are postponed, that they try and fit every single thing in before the end of the year. Because I think it made for a bit of a struggle before Christmas. I think it would be a bit of a struggle afterwards. So I think everybody wants to be sound confident. But I don't know where that confidence is based when you see the escalating numbers. So it kind of depends on what happens over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks as to exactly what will happen for the Six Nations. But there's knock-on effects to Pro 14, to that Rainbow Cup, to Lions Tour itself, as to exactly what's going to happen. And I think, I mean, look, much and all, as we'd criticise them often, it's a very, it's an invidious place to be, as being a rugby administrator or a government policy maker, because they're trying to react to new information every 3, 4, 5 days.
Tala teenager Amidou Odubeko made his West Ham United debut last night. The Premier League side's blushes were spared as a late Craig Dawson header saw them win 1-0 at Stockport in the FA Cup. Manchester United and Liverpool are set to meet twice inside a week. The pair will clash at Old Trafford in the FA Cup fourth round, a week after their top-of-the-table Premier League showdown at Anfield. United have the chance to leapfrog Liverpool at the Premier League summit tonight. Just a point away to Burnley, we'll see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side replace Liverpool at the top of the table, but the Norwegian isn't dreaming yet of the title.
The group mentality is improving all the time, so now it's a different challenge. It's Burnley away and we're in this position. It doesn't really matter where we'll end up in the league after that one, as long as you focus on this game and this game only.
United v Burnley kicks off at 8:15, as does the meeting of Wolves and Everton at Molineux. Sheffield United continue their hunt for a first league win of the season at 6 o'clock when Newcastle United visit Bramall Lane. Celtic dropped two more points in the Scottish Premiership last night. They conceded an injury time goal to draw 1-1 with Hibs and trail Rangers now by 21 points. Manager Neil Lennon and 13 players missed last night's match. They're isolating after Christopher Julien tested positive for COVID-19. In cricket, Ireland's one-day series with the UAE is in jeopardy. Today's second meeting of the sides was postponed for a second time after four Emirates players tested positive for coronavirus. The sides are due to meet twice more this week, but the UAE players have been asked to quarantine for an extended period. The New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick has turned down the offer by Donald Trump of a Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. Belichick cited the riot at the US Capitol last week as the rationale behind not accepting the honour. There's an A race Carter's Ferry has today, the first race off at 10 to 12. Coming up on OTBAM with Jerry Groy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Keith Wood, Denise O'Sullivan and Daniel Harris. Then tonight we're chatting to David Myler and there will be an NFL review. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan and we are back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.